This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does a sister do if she starts her monthly menses, her period, during the Hajj? It's been confirmed in the Sunnah that she does everything that the Hujjaj do except for making the Tawaf. And the Tawaf, there's three different types of Tawaf. You have Al-Qudum, and Al-Ifadah, and Al-Wada'. And we're going to explain what she does in regards to each one of these types of tawaf, inshallah ta'ala. First of all, al-qudum, meaning when you enter into Mecca, and it depends on the type of hajj she's doing here. So if she's doing the ifrad, or she's a qarin, then there's no issue, because tawaf al-qudum for them is sunnah, so she can just leave it, and there's no issue. Now, the problem comes if she's doing the tamattu', which is the umrah and the hajj together. In this situation, there's two possibilities, or two scenarios as well. The first is that she hasn't entered in the state of ihram and she wants to do this type of hajj. Here, if she hasn't entered in the state of ihram, then she changes the type of hajj and she either does ifrad or she becomes a qarin, and here there's no problem, inshallah ta'ala. The issue now, if she's in the state of ihram and then she starts her menses, what does she do then? Here she changes the niyyah as well, but she changes the niyyah to do the qarin, not to become an ifrad. Pay attention to that. So she changed the niyyah to do become a qarin and not to do ifrad. And this is what Aisha radiallahu anha did. The second type of tawaf is tawaf al-ifadah, and this is the serious issue here. And that is because it's the rukn, it's the pillar of hajj. And if it's not completed, then the hajj will not be completed. And we hear a lot of times that she should wait until she finishes her period, and or she should come back if she has the ability to do so later on. But the reality is, people are coming with hajj groups. People may never come back. It's something very difficult. So what should she do in this situation? Obviously, if she has the ability to wait, if she has the ability to come back, then she must do that. Pay attention to this. We're talking about the ones who don't have the ability. It's not possible. And it might come, maybe if I come back, I'll come back in a couple of years. Or I might not ever come back. And I have reservations, so my hajj group can't wait for me. I can't change my reservations. In this situation, the Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah has mentioned that it's permissible for her to make the tawaf even if she's on her menses. It's permissible for her to make the tawaf even if she's on her menses. And that is because, obviously, you know, in any type of acts of worship, if certain conditions are not met, then things are lifted. So here, it becomes a necessity, a darura, where she can make the tawaf like this. Some scholars said that she has to pay a penalty when she does this, but Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said there's no penalty upon her, and this is the correct view, inshallah ta'ala. The third type of tawaf is that of al-wada', which is the farewell tawaf, and that is wajib. Everyone must do it. However, it's been confirmed in the sunnah that it's been lifted.